My dear little Loti, félicitations. What a marvelous performance from you tonight. You were incredible. Such a vast improvement over Madame Carlotta's endless screeching. Little toad, indeed. You were simply superb, mon trésor. Every note was utter perfection. You must know that your voice is far superior to that shrieking hag. Truly, your premiere could not have been more successful. You've been practically buried in flowers from your numerous admirers by now, but there is one subtle offering that may have slipped your eye. If you look down to your dressing table, you will see a single red rose, tied with a black ribbon. It is my gift to you, an expression of my pride and contentment in your performance. Once again, mon cœur, you were magnificent. And it is all thanks to my teaching, is it not? You are not the only one to bask in your success tonight. All your triumphs are shared with me, for without me, you would never have risen above the position of a simple chorus girl, right? I am the secret of your success, and I am a secret, for who could you tell about your angel of music? About the disembodied voice that comes to you in your dreams and coaches you to sing high and pure and clear. Stories like that don't come true. Not a single soul in this opera house would believe you. Not a single soul. Except me. For it is I who watches you from the shadows, I who owns your dreams. I am your teacher, your angel of music. I am the voice that you hear in your head. I am the presence that ghosts over your skin. Come closer. Come to the mirror. Come to me. It is my voice you hear in your dreams, my voice that commands you. Look in the mirror. Do you see my candle? Look at the flame. See how it glows? That's it. Concentrate on the light. Concentrate on the light, that tiny pinprick of flame in the darkness. Follow me, child. Follow my light as we descend into the dark. Come with me, sweet girl, down the stairs into the darkness below, down into the secret depths. Follow me into my world, where the light and sound of the opera house fade away, and we are left with nothing but each other and the music. No, 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 don't turn away. Don't look behind. Just look at me and listen to my voice. I am here. With you. No going back now. My power over you grows stronger yet. Come, mon cœur. We are nearly there now. Just a little bit longer. Listen to the smooth velvet of my voice. Let it entrance you. wash over you as you listen to my words. We've arrived. Come in, child. Welcome. This is my world. A world where the daylight dissolves into darkness. This is the home of the music that you hear in your dreams. The music of the night. Look at me. Look at my face. Do not be frightened of my mask. Soon you will come to know me as a man, just as you came to know me as your angel of music all those years ago. Fear can turn to love. You'll learn to see, to find the man behind the monster. You shall learn, mon trésor. Just keep listening to my voice, to the entrancing tones that you are so intimately familiar with. You have come here for one purpose, and one alone. Since the moment I first heard you sing, I have needed you with me to serve and to sing my music. You are the only woman in this opera house I could entrust my work to. The only woman talented enough to star in the premiere of my opera. Do not protest, child. You alone can match the depth of my agony and the beautiful glory of my joy. You do not speak through the music, mon coeur. The music speaks through you. I've been watching you for such a very long time. You are the most precious gem I have ever seen, and I will have you. For I am truly your savior, child. Left here orphaned and alone at the age of 7, I have watched you grow through my very eyes. I have tutored you through the years, painstakingly creating a masterpiece, waiting and watching for you to realize your full potential and become my own most grand triumph. And now you have. Now you are a woman standing here beside me. Allow me to take your hands in mine. Don't be so frightened. I will not hurt you. They're so soft and so pale. Allow me to lift them to my mouth and... You are so beautiful, mon trésor. It's true, your beauty, like your voice, is an enchantment all its own. And here you are, completely unaware of it. I believe it is why you are so utterly alluring to me, and to all men for that matter. No, it was not just my eyes that were drawn to you at the opera stage tonight. The entire audience was enraptured, and not just by your unearthly voice. To see you in that ivory gown, jewels around your neck, and sparkles in your long, glorious hair. You were truly a sight to behold, utterly divine. Every man in the house would have given their left arm just for 5 minutes alone with you. I am perfectly serious, my dear. You have never looked more beautiful than you did on the stage tonight. And now you are here with me and me alone. It is my privilege alone to gaze upon this face carved by angels. I will never grow tired of that beautiful pink flush upon your cheeks. You are so easily embarrassed, my dear. But you're shivering. Are you cold? I forget that you are used to the light and warmth. Here, here. Allow me to wrap my arms around you. Do not be frightened, child. A ghost I may be, but I'm also a man. Just a man. A man who is completely and utterly entranced by you. There. Better? Strange how a creature of the darkness radiates such heat, is it not? Are you calm? Yes. Are you comfortable now? Good. I want to share my world with you, my dear. I want you to become as at ease in the darkness as you are under the bright lights of the stage. You are my diva, and I am your maestro. It is you that I have longed for these many years. You, the bright star I have stolen to light my night sky. Do you think, mon trésor, could I? May I take the liberty of a kiss? Allow me to bring my face closer and closer and... You are certainly no girl any longer, little Lottie. No longer the lost, helpless, wandering child in search of my guidance. You are truly a woman, a beautiful, virtuous, talented woman, my muse. You are my muse, and soon you will become my own. Allow me to kiss you again. You are mine, sweet girl. I have brought you here, through the catacombs and into my secret home, to make you mine. After tonight, I will be the only man who ever crosses your mind, and I will be permanently etched into your brain, like a chisel on stone. Let me kiss across your jaw, and slowly, slowly, down your neck, right to that spot where your throat meets your collarbone. Close your eyes and feel as I lay my tongue against your delicate skin. Relax, child. Relax into my arms. I can feel your breath growing faster, mon coeur. Can you feel that heat beginning to build in the pit of your stomach? Is there a smoldering coal lodged between your thighs? What happens if I slide my hands up your waist and cup your beautiful breasts? Oh, that was a lovely noise. Hold still, my precious girl. Hold still as I knead your breast with my palms, as I squeeze the little nubs of your nipples between my fingers. Oh, yes, I am sure you can feel the heat building in your stomach now. Ah, mon trésor. You are my angel, just as I am yours. I am your angel of music, and you are my everything. It is true, sweet girl. Like a dragon protecting the most precious jewel in his hoard, I will protect you. You are mine, and nothing shall ever tear us apart from this day on. Please, come, sit down on the bed. Allow me to kneel before your beauty as I grasp your hand and bring it to my mouth and kiss each knuckle individually. Even your fingers are utter perfection, my sweet. Long and slender and so, so pale, like ivory. It is a wonder that you, in a world of summer and warmth, have remained so untouched by sunlight. Allow me to kiss the tip of your index finger, and then to draw it into my mouth. My angel, you must trust me. Listen to my voice, low and deep and velvet. Do not be frightened. I will make you feel pleasure beyond your wildest imaginings, if only you allow me. Feel me slowly lift the hem of your skirt. First, pass your ankles to your calves. Slowly. Slowly up to your knees. Taking a leg in each hand and slowly, slowly pulling them apart as I bunch your skirts around your waist. Mon Dieu. Oh, mon Dieu, you are so beautiful, mon trésor. So very beautiful. Allow me to kiss your thighs. First, the left leg. Then the right. Slowly. Gradually rising higher and higher. Until place a kiss on your perfect womanhood. Ah, you are delicious. Lie back, sweet girl, and we shall see if I can make you sing for me. Those sweet little sighs and whimpers you make. They are their own form of music. Just as beautiful as anything I've ever written. Now sing for me, my angel. Sing for me. That's it. That's it. Just let it out. Yes, just let your voice echo through the room. Nobody can hear you here. Nobody can hear you down there. We are all alone. Just you, me, and my tongue between your legs. I would gladly continue for hours, mon coeur. But I will have you tonight, make no mistake. I cannot resist your beauty a moment longer. Do not force me to prolong this agony, please. In my mind, I've already imagined our bodies entwining. Defenseless and silent in the velvet darkness. Think of how magnificent we will be together. The light and the darkness. The beauty and the beast. I cannot wait any longer, my angel. I have to be inside you. There's no use resisting. The passion play has already begun. Wait just a moment for me to remove my trousers. There. Are you ready, my pet? You are perfect, my dearest. Completely and utterly perfect. So wet and tight around me. Hold still for a moment. Just a moment. Let me bask in the perfection of this moment. Yes, my angel, you may move now. Move against me, dance for me, my perfect little ingenue. Oh my God. Yes, you fall. So much better than I even imagined you would. That smoldering pit of hidden pleasures. This is marvelous. Yes. Are you getting used to it, my dear? Okay, then let me go a little faster then. Oh, yes, that's it. That's it. Moan for me, my dear. Oh, let me hear your voice once more. Yes. Oh, don't you. Sing for me, my angel. Sing for me. Oh, mon trésor. You are nearly too much for me. Oh, so warm. So tight. So beautiful. Can you feel the fire burning between us? Yes. Come, let me hold you close to me, let me take you like this. You're going to come soon, mon amour. Come as I'm buried completely inside you. Can you feel your orgasm coming, my dear? Can you hear, with every thrust, how wet and aroused you are? This is the perfect way to accompany your cries of pleasure. Ah, better than any concerto I've ever heard you sing. Oh, dear, this is just too good, my dear. I won't be able to continue much longer. Come for me, mon ange. Come with me as I explode deep within you. Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, fuck, yes. I believe you have surpassed even your last performance. Here, with me. Together, you are even more glorious. And now, truly, you are mine. You have become one with the darkness, my little star, shining in the darkness of the deepest night. You have saved me from my solitude. Rest for a while now. Soon enough it will be dawn, and then, like a songbird, you will sing for me once again.